Miss Rebecca Carson, sworn in for the defendant, 60th to testify. I work at the National Pencil Company. I've been there over 3 years. I work on the fourth floor. I am forelady of the sorting department. I have from 13 to 15 girls under me. At times I have heard the elevator running when the machinery in the factory was not running. It makes a noticeable noise. You can notice the vibration of the building, and you can notice the ropes of the elevator running, and you can hear the cables of the elevator knocking. On Friday, April 25th, I got my pay about 5:30 from the office. On April 26th, I saw Mr. Frank looking at the parade in front of Rich's between 2:20 and 2:25. He spoke to me. I saw him again at 3:10 going into Jacob's Pharmacy at the corner of Whitehall and Alabama Street. I looked at the clock at that time. On Monday morning, I said to Jim Conley, "Where were you on Saturday? Were you in the factory?" He said, "I was so drunk, I don't know where I was or what I did." And Snowball, who was standing there, said, "I can prove where I was. I also overheard a conversation that he had with my mother when he said Mr. Frank was just as innocent as an angel. And when my mother said, 'The murderer will be the Negro,' Mrs. White saw sitting on a box at the foot of the stairs." Jim dropped his broom quick and didn't finish sweeping. Cross-examination. He made that remark to me about 8:00 Monday morning, and I went right back and told my mother of it. The elevator makes enough noise to know it is running. You don't notice it when the machinery is running. You wouldn't know whether it was running or not unless your attention is directed to it. I had looked at the clock 5 minutes before I saw Mr. Frank in front of Rich's. I had just looked at the clock also before I saw him going into Jacobs's. I am certain of the times I saw him. That was the exact time by the clock. I get $10 a week. Last time my salary was raised, it was raised in January. There has been no raise since then. I had heard that some of the sweepers sometimes stay on Saturday afternoons to sweep. I didn't know it. I just asked him if he was there at the factory Saturday afternoon. He never before admitted being drunk to me before. Nobody suspected Jim of the murder at that time. I told my mother of it because I tell her everything. I told Mr. Darley about it. I don't remember when I told him. It was before Conley was arrested on Thursday. I told Mr. Rosser when he was at the factory. That was after Jim was arrested. I did not see the red spot in the metal room on Monday. I didn't go in the metal room until Tuesday. I didn't see it then because I wasn't looking at the floor. Miss Rebecca Carson, recalled by the state in rebuttal, "I have never gone into the dressing room on the fourth floor with Leo M. Frank.